We are talking this morning about the huge events going on for the state capitol grand opening. Matt Massman is the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Administration. He oversees dozens of administrative service divisions, and they are putting on this extravaganza. I think that's right. Is that right, Matt?
That is correct, Heidi. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I talked to someone from your office earlier, and it sounded like it was crazy busy already.
Well, there's a little bit of fog this morning in St. Paul. The sun is burning that off quickly. In fact, I'm looking across the street at the state capitol now, and the sun is bright and shining off the state capitol, and people are starting to gather for the official kickoff. This morning, we start with a formal ribbon cutting, and then the fun kicks in after that.
Wow. So, Matt, let's go way, way back to what determines that you're going to do all these major renovations to the Capitol. What takes place to make that happen?
Well, the Capitol first opened in 1905, and there has not been any significant restoration of the Capitol since then. So the building was 112 years old. It was certainly had fallen into disrepair. There were pieces of marble falling off the exterior. In fact, there were places on the exterior that were roped off so that people didn't hurt themselves. There was water coming into the Capitol, damaged art, so it was in desperate need of restoration, and this has been a top-to-bottom preservation. All new plumbing, electrical, lighting, health and safety, fire sprinklers, egresses. It's a modern technology, and the best of all is that it was taken back to looking exactly what it looked like in 1905.
Wow. It's got to be very exciting.
It's been a very fun project to be part of.
Well, tell us about some of these fun things going on. I do see on your list here that some of the students from a school in Reamer will be there for a drum and dance performance, which is really cool. We've talked to some of those kids before. They're great. You guys will love it.
Yes, thank you. absolutely. So we have, you know, this restoration in this building is about so much more than the grand physical structure. Obviously, this is the center of Minnesota state government. Everything that happens here in the building and because of the building has shaped generations of Minnesota and will be prepared to shape generations of the state for decades to come. And so this is really a celebration of Minnesota, and we have a whole weekend of events that are organized around Minnesota themes. So we have a live stage where we'll have entertainment from all over the state and from many different interests. We'll have a lecture series. We'll have a kids zone where the Science Museum and Children's Museum will be putting on exhibits inside and out along with others. There'll be special tours of the Capitol. There'll be marble cutting exhibitions, just a wide variety of events all throughout the weekend.
And it looks like in about 15 minutes, yoga is going to start, huh?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be Minnesota without starting with a little fresh air in the morning, and that's actually followed by blueberry muffins and milk. So every morning, you might, if you're in the Grand Rapids, which, by the way, I was up there this past weekend, Hill City, Grand Rapids area, beautiful country. If you're in the North Country, you might not make it to yoga and blueberry muffins this morning, but if you hop in the car and come down for the rest of the weekend, we'll have yoga and blueberry muffins each morning, followed, like I said, by a wide variety of entertainment throughout the day.
Commissioner Massman, you talked about the elevators and all those technical things, but tell us a little bit about the paintings and the restoration, the restoration of some of the other things and how painstaking task that is.
Yeah, well, that is really... There's so many neat stories about the restoration itself. You know, there's obviously a wide variety of historical art in the Capitol, much of it murals that are painted or affixed directly to the wall, and much of that had not really been cleaned or had been painted over and had some of it done over the years. But the restoration here took everything. In many cases, they were actually removing old paint or cleaning the paintings, restoring them. Some of them, like I said, had been had come apart or were falling apart. And so that's really one of the most remarkable parts of the Capitol now when you walk in, is if you think you've seen the Capitol before, trust me, you will have a vastly different experience when you walk into it this weekend. It really, the artwork is just, the colors are brighter. It's all cleaned up. It's all restored, and it's back to its original 1905 look, and it's just amazing.
You know, I looked at the Minneapolis Tribune. They did a really thorough article on it, and I was a little bit confused, and I read it fast, but isn't there like a gold sculpture, like moving forward, that's a very historical thing that was always on the outside? Is it going back on the outside?
Well, there's the quadriga, of course, is the golden horses,
yeah,
which have are covered in gold leaf, had become dulled also. And we, of course, it's a massive a statute that isn't intended to reflect the progress of the state. And that came down during restoration, and we restored that off-site and put it back up. That's, of course, you can...
Yeah.
See that from the interstate driving by. It's just remarkable.
Hmm. Well, I remember that going on a tour when I was in sixth grade.
Really?
And how cool that was. You know, I see the new logo that you have for this event, and I suspect this is kind of what you want people to think about going forward, not just for this weekend. It's there's phrases in here, John, like the People's House, a place to strive for ideals, hashtag My Minnesota Capital, history in the making, proud Minnesota. Hmm. Is that the case, that you want people to feel that way about that building?
Absolutely. This, like I said, is a restoration that is intended to really, most importantly, accommodate the people of Minnesota from every corner of the state, whoever they may be today and whoever they may be 100 years from now, to be able to come, hear their voices heard, access democracy, and be part of their government. And the new restoration really is going to accommodate the public a great deal better than it had in the past. And so for folks that want to know about what's going on, I really appreciate you pointing out that is the way to find us on social media platforms, on the web, download by Android or Apple a free app at MyMNCapital, hashtag MyMNCapital, and you'll see all the events, transportation, parking information, you name it, it's all there.
Well, I do want to let people know, too, it would be cool to be watching that if you can't make it down, at least for today, hashtag My Minnesota Capital. We've talked about some of the very cool things going on, but there's also an outdoor Prince dance party. We've got music by Lizzo and Polizza. Lots of great stuff happening this weekend to celebrate the Minnesota State Capitol 2017 grand opening.
So, Matt, you got about 4 minutes to slip into your spandex and get over to the Capitol and do some yoga.
I'm headed over there right now.
All right. Thanks for taking time today. Congratulations.
You bet. Absolutely.